Welcome to the Legendary Lender Podcast, where you'll learn how top producing loan officers live their best life now. A life full of fun, flow, and fulfillment. And create a legendary legacy, being light in the darkness and making a massive impact in the world. So, let's get this party started. The time to create your best life is right here, right now.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Doran Aldana with the one and only Jed Barker and Al Rodriguez for the Legendary Lender Podcast, how top producing mortgage pros create their best life and leave a legendary legacy. And today we got a pretty sweet, potent, and profound topic that I have no doubt will be uber relevant to many, if not most of you guys. And that is how to harness the power of decision to create breakthroughs in your life, in your business, and live your best life now. So great words, beautiful words, lofty words, potent words, but obviously talk is cheap. So, you know, we don't want to just talk about it. We want to be walking about it. And we're going to really open up some key distinctions today that will help you do exactly that. Not just talk about it, but walk about it. And I think a great place to start is to talk about definition of the word decision, because frankly, words mean different things to different people, depending on their background, depending on, you know, their experiences, depending on the paradigm they live from. So I think it'd be healthy to lay the foundation for this conversation with a definition of the word decision. And I'll let the gentlemen who are on the dream team here with me, Al and Jed, chime in on this. But if I was to use one word to give you guys a lucid look at what decision is, it's the same word that has the same root as decision, and that's scissor. You use a scissor to cut. And so when you make a decision, it's to cut off from any other option, to cut off from any other possibility. When you make a decision to win, you're cutting off from any other possibility other than winning, period, end of story. So for me, that's where decision has a very potent meaning, because it gives you that line in the sand, do or die, come hell or freaking high water, resolve that allows you to create breakthroughs. Gentlemen, anything else you'd like to stack on that based on, you know, your experience and the meaning that you bring to the word decision?
I've never heard that scissor thing, Doran. I like it though. I've definitely heard burn the ships, you know, many times, which I think is super important to me, I guess, to jump on that. After some consideration, making a decision and a resolution for what you want to do and sticking with it. One of the books I read, I don't remember which one, but it says people that have high success, when they make decisions, they can make them rather quickly and can just go with it and they can stick with it. And they can burn the ships, you know, and not have other options after that. So I think what you said there was right on, and making a resolution after you consider it, but being able to make it quick enough that you don't, you know, drag things out and lose your opportunity, you know, because you can lose opportunities if you take too long to make your choices, right? That kind of thing. So that's how I've tried to make decisions, is through consideration and then making it, sticking with it, and leaving myself no other options.
You make a great point. Opportunity is not lost. It's just taken by someone who grabbed the bull by the horns, who has the muscle of decisiveness and is ready to embrace the opportunity now, not some days. You make a great point there, Jed. Now, what would you like to stack on that as it relates to decision?
Well, you know, first of all, you know, your description, Doran, of decision is from the Latin root of the word. I'm sure you know that. And quite simply, without being redundant, it is to cut off. In this case, it is to cut off all other options. That includes failure, wasting time. And, you know, having been in coaching, you know, like yourself for many years, I'm pretty positive. I love people. I want to see them win. But when it comes to decisiveness, I see a very weak muscle, right? I see one that is more in the area of fear, doubt, and indecision, which leads to a phrase that I've heard many years ago, people become a wandering generality. Now, here's what's funny about that. You might say, well, wait a minute, Al, I'm doing pretty good. Really? Compared to who? You know, Al, I'm fine. I mean, I'm doing loans. Really? Okay, great. But are you comparing yourself to the masses, to the mediocrity? What are you doing okay about, right? So it's time to evaluate that. And as Jed said, when you burn the ship and there is no point of return, That's another form of decisiveness, right? There is no more wishy-washy. And gosh, I hate to say it. I love our mortgage industry. You know, right now people are probably busier than ever before. But I tell you, if people don't listen to this podcast today, over the next few months, as the business continues to shift, you're going to see that some of that abundance is going to go away because you're not decisive. You're reactive. You're reactive to the marketplace. And what a blessing that you can be reactive and live in abundance. But there will come a point where the market corrects. And if you're not proactive and all you are is reactive, then your lack of decision making is going to come back and bite you in the proverbial butt.
True that. Yeah, yeah, true that. And unfortunately, most of us human beings, with rare exception, will do more out of avoiding pain than we will to gain pleasure.
For sure.
So, you know, I think inextricably linked with this word decision is also the word pain, because we will often do what we need to do to be decisive to make some, you know, important decisions in our life, some bold decisions, some strategic decisions, some intelligent decisions to create breakthroughs in our lives, not out of ambition necessarily, but out of the desire to get out of pain. So I'll tell the story that I think dovetails so well with the word pain, which is the dog on the nail story, because I think that's quite profound in weaving in the power of decision and how pain plays into that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's kind of a fun way to hit a very serious point. And so the dog on the nail is quite simply, there's a guy who's a traveling salesman and he goes from point A to point B. And when he goes from one city to the other, he has a long stretch of road. So about halfway there, kind of out in the middle of nowhere, there's this little general store and he usually stops off to get a snack or something to drink. And so on his way there, as usual, he stops off. You know, it's kind of an old little general store and there's the dog on the porch there, and he steps on the porch. He heard the dog kind of whine, just slightly yell, but he kind of looked at it, didn't think anything of it, went in there, got his stuff, and went on his way. On his way back from his trip to the other city, he did the same thing. He stops off for a bite to eat or something to drink, and he steps back on the patio, on the porch there, and he steps on there, and the dog again kind of just whines, kind of yelps, and he kind of looks at it, and this time he thought, you know, he's going to say something to the store owner. He says, by the way, did you know that something's wrong with your dog? He says, oh yeah, he's okay. You know, he's actually laying on a nail and it hurts and he whelps and he whines, but it doesn't hurt enough for him to get up or do anything about it. And the reason I love that so much, and I kind of gave for the purpose of the audience here a little bit of abbreviated story on that, but what I love about that is life sometimes is very clear. It's right under our nose. Oftentimes, like Lone Rangers, we're like the dog on the nail. Something hurts. We whine, we whelp, we maybe go to Facebook and we complain about it to our other loan officers so we can get, you know, some synergy in the negativity of, oh my God, this is wrong. But you don't get off your damn butt, you don't get off the nail. And that's what decisiveness does, right? If it hurts, okay, get off the nail, do something about it. But don't be like that dog, that's for sure.
Yeah, and it's, you know, I tell you what, it's a funny story. You know, it brings a little levity to, you know, what might seem as kind of a stern conversation and topic. But I'll tell you what, you know, I've been coaching mortgage pros for 16 years. We talk to, you know, hundreds and hundreds of mortgage pros a year when we have breakthrough calls. And the breakthrough call is just an opening to shine the light of truth on what the problem is in the respective mortgage professional's business, the pain of the problem now, the pain of the problem persisting. And so often what we notice is the proclivity of humanity to wiggle away from putting their feet on the fire when it comes to actually having their eyes open and removing the delusional optimism of coping to allow the light of truth to shine through on what the actual problem is and what sucks the most about living in that problem every freaking day. And we cope by telling ourselves a story, you know, that makes it seem a little bit easier or makes it feel like maybe there's some hope for the future. Somewhere in the future, there's going to be some hope if I just keep grinding, if I keep working, if I keep doing. But, you know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. And if you keep telling yourself, you know, it ain't so bad, you're kind of like the fat guy who goes to the personal trainer and say, you know, I'm not fat, I'm just big bone. No, you're freaking fat. And until and unless you embrace the truth and tell yourself the truth, you're never going to get fit. And so often we coddle our comfort zone.
Big bone.
All right. We coddle our inner child because we want to cope from the pain of the problem instead of telling ourselves the truth and getting off the nail, right? Because to get off the nail, we actually have to tell ourselves the truth that we're on a nail and then it freaking hurts. But so often we don't want to. It's easier in the moment to cope, to say, oh, it's not so bad. I'm used to the nail. Most people have three nails. I probably have one nail. I'm doing better than most. I'm not doing so bad. Eventually, maybe the nail will go away. If I'm a little more patient, you know, eventually maybe this pain will go away. No, the pain ain't going to go away. It's going to get worse, not better.
You're laying on a nail.
It's going to get infected. And when it gets infected, it gets worse. More inflammation, not less. So I think that is definitely a very apt way to introduce the topic. And really, it comes down to this, guys. We call it the fed up threshold, the fed up threshold. So when we're talking about decisions, harnessing the power of decision to create a breakthrough in your life and your business and living your best life now, it really comes down to something real simple. Are you sick and tired of getting your ass kicked? Are you sick and tired of being in the same old rut, doing the same old thing, getting the same old results, banging your head against the wall, spinning your wheels, basically going nowhere, or doing good when you know you're capable of great, right? Good is always the mortal enemy of greatness. So if you settle for good, you're never going to enter the upper ranks of greatness. Are you sick and tired of that? Aren't you ready to start kicking ass and taking names and chewing bubble gum and crushing it and stepping up to next level living? It's very simple. Are you sick and tired and are you ready to step up? But we so often overcomplicate things, right? We make it so much more complicated than it needs to be. A breakthrough is simply a fed up threshold decision away. Simple as that. Anything else you guys you'd like to stack on that based on your own experience?
Well, you know, I think, you know, fed up, like you said, you know, we are sick and tired of being sick and tired, but sometimes we don't see the forest for the trees, right? Again, going back to my prior comment of I'm doing okay, I'm doing good. Just like, you know, Doran, you mentioned the coaching business at our mortgage brokerage, right? Best Life Mortgage. We follow the same protocol. We don't recruit loan officers. We have a great pay plan, an awesome pay plan, but we don't recruit with that. We have a myriad of loan programs, and so do other brokers. So we don't recruit with that, right? Now, we do have amazing systems, resources, realtor attraction campaign that I think you should know about. But what we do in the fed up threshold, or what I do specifically, is I also, just like in your coaching business, Doran, I do a discovery call. I want to get to know that pain point of that loan officer. I want to know what nail that they're on. I want to know, are they kind of interested, kicking the tires, or are they committed to a change or shift? I don't want interested people. The world is full of good intentions. So when we talk to someone about coming to work with us, and by the way, if I don't think I can help someone improve their career by coming to Best Life, I'll be the first one to tell them, hey, you know what? Stay where you're at. You're fine. It's okay. Glad we spent some time. Glad we were able to identify some gaps in your business. Go with God, right? But I want people that, you know, can identify the fed up stage. And again, in conclusion, it's that fat guy, right? Until and unless you say, hey, you know what? I'm fat. You're not going to do anything about it because you're going to justify one more day of eating cookies, one more day of procrastination, one more day you don't go to the gym because you're not really fat. You're just a little bit overweight, right? Your clothes is just a little tight. It's okay. There's a lot of obese people here, right? But when you're fed up, you're on the verge of a breakthrough. And that's why in your coaching business and then, of course, in our partnership with you guys in Best Life Mortgage, you know, I'm not saying that I want someone who's fed up ready to quit the business. I'm talking about fed up that they know that they have destiny, that they have seeds of greatness, and somehow they're not tapping into them. And that's what we want to work with, right?
100%. I think, you know, anytime we look at our own journey and we connect the dots on what the catalyst was for creating a breakthrough, what the trigger point was that had us just rise up within ourselves and do whatever needs to be done to get out of the suffering, out of the struggle, out of the pain, and create some kind of a breakthrough in our lives into next level living, next level performance, you know, invariably, you know, 99.9% of the time, there's that resolve and disgust, as Jim Rohn calls it. When you have the combination of resolve and disgust combined, that's a powerful combination for transformation. Jed, where have you seen that in your own journey as it relates to making defining decisions in your life that changed everything for you?
As I'm hearing you guys talking, it's reminding me, I may have shared this before, be quick, but I've felt that multiple times, you know, in my professional career. And it's a feeling that I've had where almost like I'm running away from reality at a point in time. My pain's hard enough and strong enough. I know I need to change. And I'm almost like running away from the reality of change. There's one point in my professional career, it has nothing to do with mortgage, but I was at a low point in a career position where I felt I was really not making much headway. I was doing something that was not in my realm of truth for me. And I was making excuses as to why I was failing. And I was looking for solutions in the wrong places. such as outside of what I was doing. And so example, I was in a call center calling and selling. I was a salesperson selling a certain product. And I started to look for other things to possibly sell, thinking that could change me, change my problems. And what I realized, I read a book. I don't know if you guys have read The Richest Man in Babylon. Have you
seen it? Yeah, sure. Amazing book.
I read one part in this. I forget the guy's name in it, but he went to his master a few times and he said, what can I do to make more money? And he had all these ideas that, you know, maybe he could ask for more money because he was worth it. So he went to his master and he wanted to get a raise. And what he ended up learning at the very end was to make the most money, he actually just had to become the very best at what he did instead of running away and trying to find something else. So he took his time and he said, I'm not going to run away to something new. I'm just going to become the absolute very best at what I'm doing so that I'll be worth more to myself and everybody else. And I was sitting at a bookstore and I didn't want to buy this book because I probably was in a bad mood. So I just wanted to read it for free. So I read almost this whole book in that one day, first time I read it, and I got stuck on that principle. And I decided that day that I was going to be the very, very best at this job and I wasn't going to run away. And so I went back to work and I started to train and to mentor under my manager. And I started treating her like she was my coach. And within 3 months, I was like top 1% in a 5,000 person company. But because I wasn't running away and made a decision based off of a book I read that said, you need to be the best if you want to be the most successful. You need to stop running away trying to find other solutions. And so I think what I did is I burnt the ship of all other options. I just said, I just can't do anything but this. I have to do this for my life. And so I was fed up. I needed a change. And that was my breakthrough to realize I was the problem. I was the problem at that time. No one else was the problem. It was all me. And I was the solution as well. And it's funny, you can be the problem and the solution. It just depends on your actions. So the right actions helped me with my breakthrough. And I was so fed up, I needed one. And I'm glad I didn't run because that one thing helped me stay with that company for 4 years. It taught me a lot of successful habits for becoming an entrepreneur. My next job was my own business, and I have never worked in someone else's company since then, which I'm happy for because I'm an entrepreneur-minded person. And maybe I'd still be drifting if I didn't make the decision to burn the ships and not run. That makes sense.
That's awesome. Great insight.
Yeah, that's an amazing story, Jed. And I think if we all dig into our own souls and our own journeys, we'll notice a parallel in Jed's stories with our stories. If we have the grace of breakthroughs, which most, if not all of us, have had breakthroughs, we'll notice that there's a parallel there. There's a parallel in seeking wisdom, just like Jed did in reading a book. There's a parallel in taking extreme ownership and not pointing fingers without blaming the economy or the company or the spouse or the kids or the rates or the inventory or whatever it is, but looking within and saying, what is it in me that needs to change? Who do I need to become? And it's very much reminding me of the great words from the late and great Jim Rohn. He said, don't ask for less problem, ask for more wisdom. Don't ask for less challenges, ask for more skill. Because at the end of the day, our world, our circumstances, our income, the lifestyle we live is all just a mirror of who we are inside. And the more we stepped into the best version of ourselves inside, guess what? That overflows into having the best version of our life without, because of the best version within, having the genesis for the best version of our life without, all from inside out. And your story, Jed, is a perfect example of that. So I love that. Thank you for sharing that. So guys, I mean, we talk with people all the time that are kind of quote unquote content, but discontent at the same time. You know, we'll talk to them and say, you know, I'm at a company, they're nice people, they provide, you know, great support, they're, you know, a solid company, good comp plan, everything's cool. There's some things that aren't really working though. You know, I'm not getting to my income levels at the level I want to, at the speed I want to. I'm not getting the kind of coaching and mentoring that I know I really need to get champion level performance. I realize that to get champion level results, I'm going to have to get challenged and supported and equipped with champion level support, guidance, and next level systems and all that. But frankly, they're nice people. So I think I'll just kind of stick doing what I'm doing. The cool thing about that is we are all captains of our own ship. So we can do whatever we want. No one's going to put a gun to our head and force us to step up to champion level performance. That's on us. And for most people, to be completely frank, guys, for most people, good is good enough. For most people, if they're doing 2 or 3 loans a month, they're happy as clams and they're perfectly fine with that. That's not the kind of people we roll with. on Planet Prosper at Best Life Mortgage. Not that there's any judgment, because again, there isn't. It's perfectly respectable to make $80,000 to $120,000 a year doing two or three loans a month. Perfectly respectable. But again, that's not the kind of person that gravitates towards Planet Prosper at Best Life Mortgage. The person who comes to us is the person who says, I'm doing good, but I'm ready to step up to great. And frankly, I'm seeing all these other people kicking ass and taking names, and I'm thinking, they're no smarter than me. They're no better than me. What am I missing? There's next level legacy, next level living, next level leadership I'm leaving on the table. And I'm really connected to how much that sucks. And I'm sick and tired of leaving that on the table to my competitors. And I'm sick and tired of settling for second best and just doing good when I know I'm capable of great. And we, frankly, have a great comp plan, as Al said, but we don't have the best. There's other ones that have juicier comp plans. The reason why people join us, in spite of the fact that we don't have the juiciest in the industry, is because they realize that 100% of mediocrity is still 100% of mediocrity. They realize even if you're making 220 basis points or whatever, and you're only doing two loans a month, you're still leaving a ton of money on the table if you're doing a bunch of paperwork yourself and you're only doing two loans a month instead of doing 10. You think about doing 10 loans a month and you've got a solid comp plan versus two deals a month with the best comp plan, you're still leaving $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a month on the table. And the cognizance of that is why people join us at Best Life, not because they want the best comp plan in the industry, but because they want to become the best version of themselves. They want to upgrade the 3 pounds of meat between their 2 ears, and they want to be able to show up every day, winning every day, growing every day, stepping up to next level leadership every day. So let's talk about that, gents, because the next thing we have on the chopping block as conversation is how champions make decisions to create breakthroughs. Champions think very differently around decision-making than the average. There's a different rule by which they make decisions. They have different rules that have them govern their decisions than the average, than the mediocre. And they have a different way of showing up in the face of those decisions that marks them as unique, extraordinary. And that's why they get extraordinary results. So Al, why don't you dive in on that one first, brother? How did champions make decisions to create breakthroughs that really differentiate themselves from the pack?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, and even before that, I can tell you that it doesn't matter where you're at as far as loan-wise, but I think if you're 2 or 3 loans a month, you can go to 10 loans a month. And the only reason you haven't got through it is because you don't have champion decision-making skills. Because when we talk to someone closing 10 or more loans a month, they tend to be the most open-minded, the most coachable, you know, and that's really interesting. So even if you're not a 10 loan a month person right now, you got to become a 10-month thought decision-making process while you're at 2 or 3 loans. Otherwise, you will stay stuck, right? You'll find the excuses, you know, all the reasons why your market, your company, right? And by the way, if it's your company, you jumped again and you jumped again, who was at the scene of the crime each time? Probably you. So realize at some point, you can't blame rates, the economy, the company, the this, the that, right? There are some things we can blame. So champions are able to identify opportunity, right? Champions are able to be an open-minded individual. I say an entrepreneur, because even if you don't have your own brokerage, if you're a commission-based individual, you know, in our comp plan, we know that someone at 10 loans a month is probably about clipping about $500,000 a year. You're an entrepreneur. You're making CEO money. You're making more than a general practitioner as far as a medical school, and yet you might be a high school graduate, but you've got champion-level thinking. You've developed your mindset. You're a risk taker. Now, a risk taker is calculated risk, but you're able to make decisions. I'll tell you that in coaching, one of the most frustrating things that I see, I'll avoid getting on my soapbox, but one of them is they don't strike the match, right? You're given the goods, you're given everything you need to succeed, and then you want to question it, doubt it, think about it, et cetera. That's number one. And number two, you know, COVID was quite the virus. I'll tell you what the real virus is. It's overthinking. Overthinking so much that you talk yourself out of success. You talk yourself out of the blessing, right? You talk your family out of the blessing because you can't make a decision. Champions, they make decisions. And that's why you see seemingly individuals go from 5 to 10, 10 to 15 loans a month, and even beyond, because they've got that champion level decision making. By the way, do champions make bad decisions? Sure, but they keep going like the little Energizer bunny. You keep going and going and going. someone who's on the lower spectrum of production, you know, they not only are fearful of making decisions, but if they make a bad decision, then they're going to spend a bunch of time questioning themselves, right? When they could just get back in the game, right? Football analogy, get up, dust yourself off and get back in the game.
Yeah, 100% on that. And there is definitely a proclivity among the champions, not only to tell themselves the truth, I call that accurate thinking as opposed to delusional optimism, right? They're inclined towards stepping into the light of truth because they realize nothing good comes out of the darkness of lies and BSing themselves. So they incline towards the light of truth, but they also have this insatiable desire for growth. And for the average, the biggest fear is, what if this fails? What if this doesn't work? For the champion, it's, what if I don't grow? What if I stagnate? What if I just stay in the same old rut doing the same old thing? So their inclination is looking at the same coin of what if, but they're looking at it from the standpoint of, what if this is the turning point that changes everything? What if by me stepping in my game and stepping out of my comfort zone and feeling the fear and doing it anyways, it changes everything?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's worth listening to over and over again.
Yeah, as opposed to, what if this doesn't work? What if this is a lemon? What if I end up feeling regret and having buyer's remorse or doing something that I regret later? And that's all fear of failure, fear of, you know, what if in the foreboding negative, as opposed to the inspiring positive. Jed, what would you like to stack on that? Because I know you've made a ton of, you know, powerful decisions over your life. You wouldn't be so blessed and highly flavored and favored with a beautiful wife and six kids if you hadn't made some divine decisions that have served you well. You are a blessed man indeed. Tell us about your experience when it comes to decisions and the difference between the champions and the average, the mediocre, as it relates to creating breakthroughs.
I believe that, I don't know if I said this a minute ago or not, but successful people, I believe, have the ability to make decisions quickly. And I think that comes from confidence, right? Mm-hmm. They have confidence in themselves. They may have confidence in a higher power. They believe in a higher power, but they have confidence and they're able to make decisions quickly and they don't change their mind very often. I think those who are unsuccessful take a long time to make decisions and they change their mind all the time because they lack confidence, right? So that's the difference between those two, I believe. Quick decision makers don't change very often. People that take a long time to make decisions change them all the time. So they're always spinning the wheels. And it comes from lack of confidence, which is fear-based, right? As opposed to confidence-based and faith-based and stuff like that. So I forget what book this came from as well, but I read that once in a book about making quick decisions as a trait of successful people and not changing their minds because they're confident in themselves. So I think that's a super, super important thing. Sometimes I talk with people that are looking into this industry. I had a conversation last week with someone close to me and they were grilling me for like 15 to 20 minutes with what if questions. Like, what if the economy goes bad? Or, you know, what if the banks shut down? Or all these kind of questions. What ifs, what ifs, what ifs. And the only thing that kept coming to my mind is, so what? You know, what if? Like, I don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what's going to happen. But what if it does happen? We'll do fine. We'll just do something different. You know, when that comes up, it doesn't really matter what happens. What if happens, it doesn't matter. So I don't control that. So I think people that tend to not worry about things that are out of their control will make good decisions. But if you're worried about all the things you have no control over, you're going to spin your wheel, spin your wheel, spin your wheel. So stop worrying about what you can't control. Focus on what you can control. And make those decisions very quickly. When I was on the phone with you the very first time, Doran, I think I was met with the decision of spend money or not. And I decided to spend money today because I already knew when I got on the phone that I wouldn't have been talking to you if I wasn't going to sign up. I already decided before I talked to you. Now, I had gave you a little bit of a hard time maybe because I wanted to see how you reacted to me as a salesperson, but that was about it, right? As far as that goes.
And I don't even remember that. Your hard time was nothing compared to what I'm used to, brother. I do that stuff all day, every day. That was nothing.
Yeah. Well, that's because I already made a decision. I wouldn't have even got on the phone with you if I hadn't made my mind up. You know, I would have just blew you off because my decision would be, I don't want to talk to Doran because I don't even want to be put in a situation where I'm going to have to choose like something I don't want to do. So it's like, I'm just going to do this. So make your decisions quick, stick with them. Don't give up. I think giving up is lack of confidence, stick with it. And if you're talking about just making a decision to make a breakthrough and do your best, it's all about confidence in your ability and confidence in your crew. And I think having a team behind you with skills and determination and love is super important. But I said a lot there. Hopefully I didn't go overboard on everything, but that sort of came to my mind.
No, that's 100% on point. And it reminds me of the simple principle that champions make the right decision to the best of their ability, right? Obviously, we're human, so sometimes it doesn't work out necessarily as we initially intend, but we do our best to be decisive based on the information at hand, to strike while the iron is hot, to grab the bull by the horns, and to wrestle it to the ground right here, right now, not belabor the process, not pull the Band-Aid off one hair at a time, but take it off swiftly. And so they do their best based on the information at hand to be decisive, to make the right decision. And if not, then they do all they can to make things right. So either way, that comes from that confidence, right? And that confidence comes from that decision we've talked about earlier. The same root as scissor, the same root as suicide, homicide, genocide, all the sides, right? Herbicide. It's to cut off from any other option. It's called win or frickin' die. There is no backup plan. When you own that decision of knowing in your heart of hearts, you're willing to do whatever it takes, because winners always find a way to win. I'm a winner. I will always find a way to win. There's an identity play that you need to own in order to make winning decisions. If you see yourself as a loser, you're going to have a hard time making winning decisions, because everything flows from your identity. So one of the things we do on Planet Prosper at Best Life, and again, this is not the reason why people join us. You know, people join us because they want to be part of a winning team. People join us because they want to have champion level coaches in their corner to help them get champion level results. People join us because they realize that the rising tide floats all the boats. And when they're in energy of champions, it can't help to float all the boats. The people join us because they want to be able to leverage expertise from absolute masters, the best of the best on planet Earth, to help them deploy wicked effective marketing that allows them to attract top producing realtors, to make them their exclusive without the hell of cold calling and doing it the old school Cro-Magnon caveman method from the dark ages, calling 40 realtors every Monday. There's a lot of different reasons why they join us, but what they find out as a surprise bonus, which is actually not really a bonus, it's the root cause of their breakthrough, is that they come for all those other reasons, marketing, training, coaching, etc. But what really is at the genesis of their breakthrough is having that champion level mindset. And that's one of our absolute expertises. Certainly, you know, Al and Jed and I have been on the front lines coaching people on that for decades now. And if you guys can own a champion level identity, the champion level results takes care of itself. The hardest part is retraining your identity and your mind to actually see yourself from that champion level identity and make decisions day to day from a champion level identity and hone and cultivate champion level habits. And I can tell you from my experience, biggest reason why I struggled in my earlier season of my life, and the biggest reason why I was wallowing in stress, wallowing in a sense of inadequacy, wallowing in feeling like, you know, I'm a fraud, I'm too young, blah, 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 is because there was a part of my soul that was tainted with lies that I believed to be true, that I'm not smart enough, I'm not witty enough, I'm not charismatic enough, I'm not good looking enough, my ears are too big, my nose is too long, blah, blah, blah. And all of that corrupted my character, corrupted my identity, such that I was making decisions from that flawed perspective of self. So a big part, guys, of your breakthrough needs to come from knowing that God didn't make any junk. He didn't start with you, that you're made by greatness and for greatness, to know that you were knit in your mother's womb with a special plan and a special purpose. And when you own that and you're willing to embrace that truth, all of a sudden now there's an expansiveness knowing that God's got you, knowing that you're created for a divine purpose. And when you live in light of that and make decisions in light of that, that gives you a lot of confidence. When you know that who is for you, that when God is for you, who can be against you? Man, oh man, that gives you confidence you can't get just by having a great comp plan. That gives you confidence that you can't get just from having a nice logo on your business card. You know what I mean? So that being said, guys, I want to invite you to consider that there's an inclination at play that will continually and always be trying to pull you into the average, the current of average, the current of average that has you being complacent and saying, oh, good is good enough. The current of average that has you say, you know what? My people are good. Let me give them another 6 months, another 12 months. Maybe they'll get their act together. The current of average says, you know, eventually, I think if I just stick with this long enough, doing the same thing that hasn't worked for 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, eventually that's going to start to work. That's the current of average that wants you to continue to be complacent and is pulling you into what I call showing up playing stupid. You're not stupid, but sometimes we play stupid because of delusional optimism. And champions are the ones that say, you know what? If it hasn't worked for the last 6 months, 12 months, 24 months, the chances of it working, doing the same thing, is very, very low. And I'm not willing to play the risk of continuing to do the same old thing and getting the same old results. So if that's you and you're in a place where you've hit the fed-off threshold, you know you're doing okay, but you're ready to step up to doing great. You know you're doing okay, but okay ain't okay anymore. If that's you, you're listening to this, you're watching this, and you're like, man, I need to do something about next level performance. Whatever I'm doing ain't working. There's something needs to change. I've hit the fed up threshold. I'm done with leaving all this money on the table, all this opportunity on the table. I'm done worrying where my next deal is going to come from. I'm done meandering in the wilderness unarmed and naked. I'm done with this. Like, I'm done. If you feel like you've gotten to that place, that's when it certainly would make sense for us to have a conversation. Because if you're in Texas, Florida, South Carolina, you are in what we call the blessed country. Because the blessed country is the place that we are licensed.
The best life country.
The best life country. Because right now, we're currently licensed in Texas, South Carolina, and Florida. I don't care what your comp plan is. I can promise you this. If we decide and discern we're a good fit to synergistically help you take flight to that next level in your career, we can double, triple, quadruple, even quintuple your business while working less hours with way more fun, flow, and fulfillment. But don't let me just put words out there. Talk is cheap. Let's have a conversation and see if indeed we have the right synergy to do exactly that. And so if that's you, go ahead and get onto our website at thelegendarylender.com and go ahead and subscribe to our podcast if you haven't done so already, because you got to be knowing we ain't done. We just begun. There's a whole lot more goodness in store for you. So you might as well subscribe. And there's a button on that page that has you being able to take a look at our value proposition, the five big reasons why smart, ambitious, and growth-minded mortgage professionals are joining our team at Best Life Mortgage. And the other big thing I invite you to take a look at is the purpose behind why we're doing it. We're not just pursuing profit. We're here to change the world. We're giving away 10% of our profits to liberate kids from the shackles of human trafficking, to pull them out of the dark pit of despair, unconscionable things happening to them on a daily basis, the evil that is very real in their life that they have no hope to get out of. And we're pulling them out of that dark pit and giving them a new life with new dignity, a new hope, and a new future. And I give thanks every day for the 7 kids we've already been able to liberate in just a few short months because of the mission we're on. And there's a whole lot more in store. Our goal is to liberate 500 a year. And with God's grace, our hustle, and the synergistic team that will continue to be part of this mission, we will do exactly that. So next, what would you like to leave our audience with as we wrap up our conversation about decision today? They're listening to this. They may be at a good company and they may be doing good, and they know in their heart they're capable of great, but they're on the fence. They're sitting on the fence and they're thinking, it's a pain in the ass to move. It's a pain in the ass to jump companies. I don't know if it's really even worth taking a look at. I'm kind of, you know, quasi comfortable where I'm at, but there's a part of me that really knows that I'm settling. What would you say to that person?
I'm going to take that out.
Sure. So first of all, I think that, you know, you don't know what you don't know. So I think that you said it real well. I think the worst case scenario is you watch our video, you hear our value proposition, you decide maybe we're not a good fit, but I assure you, you'll learn some things. You'll learn some things that you should garner of value, not only as a mortgage professional, but you know, the name Best Life isn't just, you know, there because it sounds cute. It's Best Life because all three founders believe that our admin, operations, processing, and loan officer staff, we're here to help them live their best life. So, you know, if you don't know us, maybe you don't know how well to believe that. So watch the video. I think you'll find a very compelling, succinct, heartfelt, and powerful message. In fact, I won't talk to anyone on a discovery call unless you've watched that video. That's how important that video is, you get to watch it. And the last thing that I would leave everybody with, and I really would hope that you would pay attention to this. I don't care if you're closing 2 or 3 loans a month. I don't care if you're closing 5 or 6 loans a month. I don't even care if you're closing 10 loans a month and you think you've already arrived. I can tell you that you can learn some things. Maybe you can do more production. Maybe we can help you do that production in a more smooth, continuous, consistent way. Maybe we can help you work less hours, and then that leads to living your best life. I can tell you, without getting into any war stories, I used to make a lot of money as an originator when I was out in the field, but it came at a very high cost. high stress, sleepless nights, very little time with my family, not the frequent vacations, even though the bank account was filled with money. So don't think that it's always just about doing more loans. It's really about a best life. And so I leave you with this. Right now, there are people less qualified than you doing the things that you want to do. And it's all because the topic of this podcast, because they decided to believe in themselves. They decided to believe in something even bigger than themselves. And it was coupled by taking the required action.
Jed, what would you like to stack on that?
Exactly. I won't stack much on it, but I really like everything that Al just said there. I love that, you know, we're coming up with our business name. We wanted to find something that was truly heartfelt, what we're trying to accomplish, which was best life. You know, how to create not the good lives, but the best lives in people. And that's our mantra right there. It's what we are. It's what we do. I love the topic of this is decision making, you know, make decisions. If you're listening to this podcast right now, and I would think it's because you want to become better at your job, better at what you do, a better life, you know, that's probably why you're listening. So take the time to think about that and then get on a discovery call with these guys. These two gentlemen here, I just say they're amazing people and you won't be disappointed in learning from them. I learn from them every day, but I appreciate you guys and your time here today. And I hope what we've done is at least teach some nuggets to people about how to make decisions.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jed.
And so there's a moment of truth right now, guys. If you're in a place where you're planted, where you know you can prosper, you've got the right synergy, you got the right support, you got the right guidance, the right mentorship, and you're perfectly positioned to prosper, there's no need to look on the other side of the fence. You know, people are always looking on the other side of the fence. Oh, the grass is greener on the other side of the fence. Well, I got news for you. The reason why the grass is greener on the other side of the fence is because they water the frickin' lawn, friends. They water their lawn. That's why the grass is greener on the other side of the fence. So we're not here to try and get you guys to be fickle and be fence hoppers. That's not what this training is about. This training is not about fence hopping. This training is about bringing the light of truth to your situation, because chances are, if you're feeling that there's something lacking in your journey with where you are, chances are, if there's something missing in the gap between what you know you're capable of and what you're performing, there's a gap in the leadership to some degree, not always, but to some degree where your people, your leaders just don't have it to give. They can't give you that which they don't have. Does that mean you should move? Not necessarily. But one of the most intelligent, strategic decisions you can ever make is to hit your wagon with champions, to hit your wagon with leaders and winners who have that energy and that life that has you inspired to be your best. So that's a big question to ask yourself as we wrap up today, to marinate your mind on. Are you planted where you're inspired to be your best? Are your mentors, are your leaders inspiring you to be your best? Is the way that they live their life inspiring you to be your best? Is it worthy of emulation? If the answer isn't hell freaking yeah, that's why you want to be checking best life. That's why you want to be going to thelegendarylender.com, because life is too short to settle for second best. And this ain't no dress rehearsals. This is a one-shot deal. You can always make more money. You can't get your time back, friends. You can't get that time back. Every day you have an opportunity to seize the gift of life and make the most of your life, to show up and shine, to live on purpose and with purpose, and to absolutely every day be light in the darkness, to be an instrument of the divine, to be a difference maker in your world, for your clients, for your partners, for your team, for your family. And if you don't feel like you're being equipped and inspired and challenged and kicked in the butt with a little tough love, if necessary to do that, I'm telling you, you're settling for second best. But I'm not here to tell you that. You need to say that to yourself, because it's not what I say that matters. It's what you say that matters. So there's a little tough love rant for you before we wrap up. Again, the right people who are ready for a change will reach out at the right time. We trust in that divine timing. And so if that's you, reach out, legendaryblender.com. So that's our episode, y'all. I trust you got some insight, inspiration, motivation, and education from that. We just talked about how to harness the power of decision to create breakthroughs in your life, in your business, and live your best life now. Not someday, right here, right now. Some of you got a powerful decision to make right here as you listen to this. And just trust that when you trust your heart, you trust your intuition, it will lead you into more and more freedom and more breakthroughs. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Al and Jed, you guys rock. Appreciate you guys.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Get ready for another episode. Same time, same channel next week. You're listening to the Legendary Lender Podcast. Be blessed. We will talk to you very soon.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Legendary Lender Podcast. For more information on how you can take your mortgage business and your life to the next level, visit us online at thelegendarylender.com. Again, that's thelegendarylender.com.